Ooh, good loving. The girl's got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl. I respect her when she was mine.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It is a Monday morning, and that means a little bit later on, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, because we like to start the work week with a joke. That's coming up later. Classic Johnny Carson. You know, Johnny Carson show, you can watch it every night on Antenna TV, and then every morning at around 2:30, we like to play back some classic comedy from the Johnny Carson show. Sometimes it's a sketch, sometimes it's an interview, sometimes it's stand-up. We got some stand-up from George Miller. Very, very funny guy. It's his second appearance on the Johnny Carson show. He was a regular on David Letterman's show. David Letterman loves George Miller. So he was there, too. So we're going to talk about terrifying animals that you are glad are extinct. And we're going to talk about being teased as a kid, and how you dealt with it, and how it affected you. And that's all coming up. 312-981-7200. That's the Team Hochberg phone line. We would love to hear from you. Right now, I would like to welcome Calvin Evans to the show. He's a comedian. You can check out calvinevanscomedy.com. He's got a couple of gigs at the Zanies on Well Street coming up this weekend. And he's also been on television a bunch of times. And I want to say hello to Calvin. Hi, Calvin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, 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 good. When did you get into comedy? You started comedy when you were in Champaign.
Yeah, I started. It was my junior year of college. I was on the verge of getting kicked out of school. And somebody asked me to do a variety show, and I did it, and I fell in love with it.
Why were you on the verge of getting kicked out of school, Calvin?
Just academic probation. I was a walk-on for the team, and I ended up getting cut, and I just kind of gave up on school. But the story ends well. I get back, and I got kicked out, but I got back in, and I graduated.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on that. You got a degree in sport management. Tell me about that.
You know what? Sport management, the University of Illinois, they had a great recreation, sport, and tourism program. And sport management was just it had like a business aspects, planning aspects, event. It had like a lot of things. It was in sports, which I was interested in.
Yeah.
Once I started doing comedy, I was like, I don't need this degree. I know what I want to do.
So what, in comedy, just it just took a hold of you then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you started, how were the gigs and what were you writing about?
Well, I won't say that they were gigs on campus, because I was only performing on campus amongst my peers. It was mostly me hosting shows and just kind of talking about things I host like a dance competition or something like that. And then I just go on stage and talk about what just happened on stage, point stuff out, and just a lot of observation and humor, and you know, just make fun of stuff. So I didn't have gigs, and I didn't say I had material. I was just kind of a CNC. I was a CNC guy. I'm going on stage. Hey, did y'all see that? His pants fell down when he was. And I just point things out. Everybody laugh, and that was the job when I got on campus. But it wasn't until 2008. When I did this comedy competition, it was like a college comedy competition. It came down to U of I. They picked 8 people out of the competition. They took us to Zanies in Chicago, and we competed against Illinois State. And that was my first time like performing outside of campus.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years later, I finally came back to Chicago and started just kind of doing the open mic scene.
Wow. Okay. All right. That sounds like fun. Did you have any comedic heroes when you were younger? Were there people that inspired you?
The first person I saw do stand up was Eddie Murphy. So I grew up watching Eddie Murphy, Delirious and Raw, Best of Saturday Night Live, and he was just the funniest person in the world to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. I'm sure that he influenced a bunch of people. Just like, you know, people like influenced Eddie Murphy, like Pryor, obviously Richard Pryor, and
absolutely.
And Bill Cosby clearly influenced his comedy. There's no question about it. Boy, does he do a killer Richard Pryor too. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So how often do you write, Calvin?
It's funny. I don't write jokes down.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of write the idea down. So if I have an idea about, let's say cars, I'll write down like a title, but I kind of work jokes in my head, and then I go on stage and then I just say them. So it's kind of hard for me to actually construct, because a lot of times when you write a joke down on paper, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Like if you just read it, you just like, oh, it's not funny. But a lot of times it's in a delivery and you know, how you say things that makes things funny sometimes. So I stopped writing jokes down immediately after I tried it.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to work.
Yeah, I watched a lot of I watched a lot of poetry in college. Like people would go on stage and tell these like 5-minute poems with all the rhythm and the rhyme, and I was just impressed by it. And I was like, man, I wish I had a memory like that. So my I always wanted to be able to just kind of have like a catalog, like a strong memory to go on stage and just, you know, recite, you know, my material without having to write it down.
Yeah.
So I think I say poor, a lot of poets were my inspiration for that.
That's interesting. Okay, Calvin, hold on. All right.
All right.
All right. Calvin Evans is with us. He has got a couple of gigs at Zany's on Wells Street on Friday, August 28th, and Saturday, August 29th. And we'll talk more about that. And if you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. If you would like to jump in here and talk a little comedy with Calvin Evans right here on 720 WGN. Hello, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It is a Monday morning, and my dad's going to call in later on to tell a joke, because it's a jokey time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We play back some classic comedy from the Johnny Carson Show. George Miller, his second appearance on The Tonight Show is what we're going to play back. And there you go. We're talking about being teased as a kid. And some terrifying animals that you'll be glad that are extinct. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Calvin Evans is with us. He's a stand-up comedian. You can check out calvinevanscomedy.com. He's got a couple of gigs at Zany's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 28th and 29th. And it's at the Zany's on Wells. Hello, Calvin.
Hey.
So you got to love Zany's, right? It's one of the best rooms you can play in.
Absolutely, probably one of the top clubs in the country. Probably one of the oldest ones too.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm listening to the show, I remember that I was WGN Chicago's Next Big Comic.
Oh, you were.
I was. They did this competition back in 2010. And they partnered with Zany's, and they like did like this online competition where you have to submit a video clip, and people were going and vote, and then the top four got to perform at Zany's on the night with Pat Tomasulo and Anna Bonham. I'm saying her name wrong. I'm killing it, Anna. And I won the competition, so I was named Chicago's Next Big Comic.
Oh, congratulations, man! That must have been fun.
Oh yeah, it was probably the best thing that happened, because I just moved back to Chicago from college, and I was trying to get my kind of just immerse myself in the comedy scene, and I won that competition, and that was my first time. I won a feature spot at Zany's back in 2011.
Wow.
So I am nine.
And was that your first time playing Zany's?
I did like some showcases. I showcased there, but mm-hmm. I didn't get past at the club, but I came back 2 years later and won the competition. So that was my way into the club.
Oh, that's great. It is a great club. It is great. And you know, everybody at Zany's is fantastic. Bert's a great guy. And it's just been it's great to have that club in this city.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely Chicago stable.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what other places have you played, Calvin?
You know, the Laugh Factories, Chicago, Los Angeles, the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. It's so many clubs around the country. I'm forgetting all of them.
Yeah. What's it like, Calvin? What's it like to play the Comedy Store in LA? Because I mean, that place is legendary.
Absolutely, it's like when you walk in and you see all the names of the comics that have performed there and the current ones. Like they update the names on the walls, and they got three rooms. But it's just like it's like a comedy. I hate to say it, but a comedy factory. Like you just go from room to room, and it's like just different shows going on at the same time.
Yeah.
And you see some of the best comedians in the country. So it's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. I mean, just really a lot of history. And at the Comedy Store, and you are you on the road a lot, Calvin?
Not now. No,
yeah.
Absolutely not now. But yeah. Before all this happened, yeah, I was I did cruise ships. I was doing colleges and clubs around the country.
Yeah. Now, are you doing since a lot of people are confined now inside, and, you know, some things are reopening very slowly, but have you been doing, like, the virtual comedy? Have you been doing that on, online and virtually?
I have. I've done a few shows, and it's not as bad as I thought it was initially. But then once I figured out how to make it work for myself, I think it became a tool for me to work out new material during the shutdown. And then slowly as places start to open back up, I was able to get out. I just yesterday performed in a backyard. I did a backyard comedy.
Oh,
show.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah, with a friend of mine. So it was like, you know, there's nothing like that instant gratification of an actual live crowd.
Yeah.
But the online shows kind of keep you like in rhythm.
Yeah, just keep you don't want to get rusty. You know what I mean? You want to keep working.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's an interesting time now. It's a very big, some big challenges happening, but you know, things are starting to open up a little bit, and it's got to be fun now to actually have a real crowd though. That's got to be really great though, because you miss that.
No, I definitely do. I'm super excited about this weekend to be, you know, at my home club in Chicago.
Yeah.
And just, you know, see friends, family, and just to be on stage. And I know that they Zanies has taken the precaution to make sure that everybody's safe with the social distance and
yep.
You know, the tickets are limited to the show.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that they're gonna sell out.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited to be on stage.
Yeah, no, I know, and we've talked about some of the you know, how Zanies has opened up, and you know, they're not going to go to capacity. Mm-hmm. There's hand sanitizer. You know, people are going to be when they come in, they're going to be wearing masks. When they leave, they're going to be wearing masks. You know, the club itself is going to be cleaned, and you know, the staff is going to be wearing masks and all of that, and so they're going to keep it safe. They're going to try and keep it safe. It's been doing okay. And it's going to be great to get you back on the stage at Zanies, right?
Yeah, so I'm super excited. A lot of new material that I've been working on over this over quarantine. I actually just filmed a comedy special last month, so I'm excited for that to be happening too. So kind of just, you know, use this opportunity to promote it, and also, you know, just get back on stage so people can see what's coming.
Yeah, well, tell me about the special.
The special is on the network Epix. It's a cable network.
Oh, sure.
They produce a series called Unprotected Sets, and it's basically like a documentary style stand up show. So I was able to sit down with them and really talk about my life and how I got into comedy, and also perform a half hour special. So a lot of the material is like very centered around what's going on right now. You know, what the country is right now. So I'm very proud of the body of work that I was able to present, because this is my first half hour special. So I'm super excited about it, and I believe it's either coming out in October or February. They haven't given me the date yet.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on that, man. That's great.
Thank you.
That's really great. And so you've also appeared on some of the shows here that are being filmed in Chicago. You were on Chicago PD. And mm-hmm. and some of the other there was APB, which was a Fox series. Do you like doing TV?
I love it, man. I love stand up comedy. That is something that I will do as long as I can do it. But I really have a respect for dramatic acting. So having the opportunity to be on shows like Shameless, Chicago PD, ATB, and really put my acting skills, because I mean I've done shows where like there's the show Southside on Comedy right. Central that just got moved to HBO Max. That show I get to be a version of myself where I'm like silly and funny, but yeah. to really step into put on my acting pants and really get into some serious acting. I really have respect for it. So I enjoy it when I see I'm doing something that I don't typically do.
Yeah. Well, both my producer Tom and I are both fans of Southside. Just think it's a terrific show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's moving to HBO Max.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually the great thing about that, I mean I love Comedy Central, but by going to HBO Max, the show now has the freedom, you know, we can kind of push the limits, what they can do in terms of like language and you know what's shown, so yeah. I'm super excited about that.
That's really cool. So you studied at Second City Training Center.
Yes, yep. Yes. I graduated from the conservatory back in 2013, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I did Second City Training as well.
Oh, how'd you like it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And do you think improvisation helps your stand up?
100%, absolutely. Improv is a must. Improv, in the way I use it in stand-up comedy, is because improv, and you know because you took the classes, improv is constantly, it constantly keeps your brain working. So you're just taking in information, and then you're able to spit it back out, you know, in different ways, in characters, improvisation. So when I'm on stage, I'm doing my set material, but my brain is always working to take in things happening around the room.
Yeah.
That I can bring it back, and it allows me to be free on stage, because with improvisation, there is no destination. You just kind of, you know, you're taking things as they come. So it's definitely made me a better stand-up comedian.
Yeah, no, I recommend people taking improv. Even if you're not gonna pursue comedy, or if you're not gonna pursue it, I think personally, it's good for your life. I think it's good for your brain. I think it's very helpful. Just even if you're not gonna perform, I think studying improv is really, really great.
No, it does. Improv helps with a lot of like soft skills. Like it helps with listening. Like you have to be a great listener to be a good improviser. So it helps with listening and communication and being others focused.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's kind of the whole point, is you got to listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much like that's the whole thing, man. That's what it's all about. So, all right, Zanies this coming weekend. You got any other gigs coming up later?
As of right now, this is it. I'm hopefully getting back out on the road soon. Just kind of get my schedule in order.
Right. Yeah. Well, you got, you know, and also because of the pandemic, it's going to be, it's going to be a little tough to get back out on the road, but we're slowly getting back to where it was.
No, absolutely. I mean, some cities and clubs are open, but I mean, because they are the only ones open, like it's a mad dash for comedians to get in those clubs. So
yeah,
it's definitely a wait to get back in.
It's an interesting time, man. It really is. But Zanies is still going, man, and it's you know, the best club ever. And you're going to be there on Friday and Saturday, August 28th and 29th. And this is the 1548 North Wells. It's the Wells location in Old Town. Live at Zanies on Friday and Saturday. And your website is calvinevanscomedy.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Calvin, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and have a great time at Zanies this weekend.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Calvin Evans is his name, and he's an actor and a stand-up comedian. He studied at Second City Training Center. You can see him on TV on South Side, and he's appeared on Chicago PD. He was on Shameless on Showtime and has done stand-up for many years. So Calvin Evans, check him out at Zanies on Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th.